You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 is on the line. It's a serious situation. Got two opportunities in the show today to get you qualified for that money. Next Friday is your payday. Did you hear about this woman from Overland Park? Her name is Jessica Krug. She's an associate professor of African American history in Washington, D.C. She revealed in a blog post that she's been pulling a Rachel Dolezal on y'all all this time.
I'm a strong black woman.
She's actually a white Jewish woman. Went to Barstow School. And then decided to separate from her family and live her life as a black woman.
Hey, where are the white women at?
She wet set her hair so it'll look like textured. It's pretty though. I get it.
I do too.
You do, for real? You get it?
I mean, everybody wanna be us. I mean, look at the culture, look at the music, look at the fashion. It's okay.
She said that mental health professionals from whom I've been so belatedly seeking help assure me that this is a common response to some of the severe trauma that marked my early childhood and teen years. Her family is shocked by this. They said, what trauma?
Oh, man.
We had a good life. They said they didn't even know she was doing this. This part's not funny, though. Her mother died 7 years ago. They said she didn't come to the funeral.
Oh. Yeah, there's something going on there.
She said, quote, you should absolutely cancel me. And I absolutely cancel myself. But she ain't stepping down from that job, though.
Of course not.
That would be too far.
Yeah. They might step down for her, though.
I don't know. Is that a crime?
Appropriation, maybe. Maybe not a crime. Maybe morally or ethically, that could be an issue. But, you know, technically,
as long as
not.
She was doing it with mad respect, I mean, yeah, what's the difference?
She ain't wearing no blackface, nothing like
no.
that.
No. She was just wet setting her hair so she could look, you know, a little more... Look at the picture. It's up on the socials. I mean,
I don't know.
She just look like a light skinned black lady to me. She does.
She like white lady.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm stretching now.
Yeah, you are a little bit.
I thought that's what I saw. She has a, you know, she has a full nose.
Okay.
She wet set her hair.
She's slightly tan.
Right, and that could be from foundation or tanning. I don't know.
It ain't natural melanin. That's what we know for sure. Yeah, okay. All right, Jay. Yeah, right.
You're lightly complected yourself.
Don't start. You know I'm sensitive about that.
Why?
Because I am.
You are lightly complected, but that's okay. That's how God made you, friend.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the mid-80s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're clear in 60. And Lee Summit, Shade, what's poppin'?
A man has come forward claiming that he is responsible for the attack against R. Kelly in prison last week. His name is Jeremiah Shane Farmer. And he said that, quote, the government made me attack R. Kelly.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
And he added that he hopes to shed light on government corruption.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand gang, yeah.
All right, bro.
Beyonce's going to donate $1 million in additional funds to black-owned businesses.
$1 million.
Of course, it's her birthday today. And she's giving to other people. This is the day she's supposed to be getting.
Oh, she going to get some, all right.
What?
In 9 months, we might have something else going
on.
You don't
even
know
if he's at home. You're making stuff up.
I don't know who at home.
Jay.
Jay's at home.
How you know?
He chilling. Quarantine. Coronavirus going on.
Production is set to begin on Lifetime's Wendy Williams biopic this month. Mm. I'm excited.
I'm happy for her and everything, but I'm real skeptical of biopics when the people are still alive.
Why?
I don't want Wendy to die or nothing like that. Because you still have influence over what's going on in the movie. Perfect example is Notorious. Now, the movie Notorious that came out in 2009, Puffy was all over that. So, of course, we only going to see the good side of the stuff. We want to see the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. What about the New Edition story? I like that a whole lot. I didn't think nothing was wrong with it.
That's a good comeback. It is. But I think that with another set of eyes who is actually there on the scenes, I think that would tell the whole story. You think they told every story inside the new...
You can't. I mean, it's not enough time in a day to run back someone's whole life and career.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when they don't put the right amount of money behind something, that's where it can go awry. But I point noted. Andrew Gillum, you remember him?
He was a politician, right?
He was running for governor of Florida. Mm-hmm. And he was just shy of reaching that goal. And recently, some pictures came out. The scandal erupted. He was in a hotel room, and some paraphernalia was found. They say he was unresponsive. Police reports suspected that there was drug use, and a person in the room was a well-known escort. So Andrew Gillum and his wife are going to appear on the season opener of the Tamron Hall Show, which will air on September 14th on ABC.
Oh, boy. Talk about a blockbuster interview that is.
You already know. I don't know what time Tamron Hall come on. Even though we've talked to her, I had to find out what time she comes on because I really would like to see this. He was, like, really a contender, and people thought that he was going to win. Can he come back from Scandal? Others have.
Bill Clinton did during the presidential
Others
run.
Have. People come back.
Yeah. It ain't
Andrew,
impossible.
What is his name? Andrew Weiner? Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner came back.
Is he back? Oh.
No, he came back after the first time he got caught up in the kerfuffle.
Right.
He came back and he almost won the mayor. He would have been the mayor of New York. It was already a done deal.
Wow.
And then he did another infraction on the phone.
Marion Barry?
Oh, he came back after smoking crack.
And this was back when
it was a grainy tape of him smoking crack in a hotel room.
And he had, a couple of assistants in there with him. But yeah, you can come back.
Ladies of the night is what they call them.
You can come back.
In some circles.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
What's mad, though?
I am mad because every morning I leave Lenexa, Kansas, going back home, and I take I-35, and these fools drive too fast. And I am like, pull over. If I was the police, I would have so many tickets.
You need to not drive in the left lane. That's what you need to do.
Well, I drive maybe 5 miles over the speed limit.
What
but
they drive?
I'm just saying, they going like 90. Damn.
So what you be doing in Lenexa that you got to go back and forth every day?
I work in a nursing.
Oh.
So I work out there.
Making sure you weren't creeping, because she might just be more relaxed than everybody if you coming back from a little creep date.
Creeping.
Nah.
Okay, you getting that paper. All right.
Good morning, y'all. I've been calling y'all for like 3 months.
You got to do, girl.
You in there. Who is this?
My name is Trenice.
All right. Thank you, Trenice. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Y'all slow down on that road.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At 8:08, we're going to be talking with the star of the film Tenet, John David Washington. He's the son of Denzel Washington.
Hey, my favorite actor.
Just heard some stories of Denzel performing an act of kindness to the late, great Chadwick Boseman. He was in college at Howard University, and Denzel Washington paid for him to be a part of some sort of program in the summertime.
Mm. Greatness knows greatness, Shay.
And then years later, Chadwick got a chance to honor Denzel. And he said, Denzel said, oh, I ain't here to get the honor. I'm here to get my money.
Spoken like a true, real man from money earning Mount Vernon.
A new study finds that people who perform random acts of kindness, whether it be small, have a meaningful mental and physical health boost.
Hmm.
So if you see an elderly person and you grab their bags and carry it for them, or if you pay for the person in the drive-thru behind you.
I've done that.
That happened to me last week, right here at the McDonald's on Redbridge.
Hmm.
I was very grateful.
You didn't give me no biscuit or nothing.
Well, I had already ordered what I was going to order. You can't come back and say, oh, since they paying.
Why not?
Because that's trifling.
Nah, it is. It is. It is. It is.
I got a beautiful gift basket last Saturday from the ladies of Unexpected Smiles.
Mm.
And it had everything that says me.
It gave you an unexpected smile.
One of the cups said, God's gift, and you know I consider myself a gift from God.
You know, you don't like all gifts though, so.
What?
You get a pair of socks, you gonna celebrate that?
Yes.
Nah, you do though. If somebody gives you a nickel, you're grateful for that.
I'm a grateful individual, and I believe that that is what opens up the world to continue to bless me. I don't care what it is. I am very grateful because no one has to do anything for anybody.
Facts. All facts. But that is one thing I can say about you. You're grateful for everything.
I'm grateful for this B-Day mix that's coming up.
Hold on. Whip this out. Got the turntables. I got it ready. We celebrating Beyonce's 39th birthday. Man, it is going down at 7 o'clock sharp. You don't want
to
miss it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What a day to honor Beyonce.
Hey.
Celebrating her last year in her 30s, child.
Mm.
And kicking off a Labor Day weekend.
Hey.
You know, Labor Day is a holiday for you and for me. We are part of the American labor force, clocking in day in, day out.
Yeah.
Working hard for the man.
Labor Day takes a new meaning this year, huh? For, you know, being thankful for our jobs and being thankful to still be employed.
Big celebration plan?
No. Just a lot of lounging around, a lot of sleeping. I ain't barbecuing, I ain't doing nothing. I am doing a wedding on Saturday, though.
Okay.
Yeah. You?
Look at the love. I plan to clean my refrigerator.
And that's a celebration enough, huh?
That's right.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s, partly sunny and less humid. Right now, you are sunny to 61 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Ronald Lepreed, bassist with the Commodores out here, 70.
Whoa.
Hey. Whoa. You don't know nothing about that.
I used to date a dude. His family was from Tuskegee, Alabama, and we went on a trip.
They was big Commodore fans then.
And Lionel Richie is the man there. Just FYI, I'ma let you know.
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know, this is where Lionel Richie grew up, right here. 10 people told me that. I'm like, thanks, guys.
I don't care.
Bubba Knight, one of the Pips, with Gladys Knight to the Pips, is 78 today. Oh, no music for the Pips? Okay.
My bad.
Oh, don't worry about it. Actor, comedian Damon Wayans out here, 60?
Hey.
Damon Wayans is 60?
He was in Colors. Colors was out 32 years ago, all right? He's 60.
Wow. And of course, oh, no, let me not.
Don't skip over light-skinned Keisha.
That's who, okay? I was going to skip over by mistake.
Don't skip over her. I love her.
By mistake.
Love light-skinned
Keisha. Not really that light-skinned, but she's 26 years old today.
Not fond of the name, but I like her music.
And we cannot forget about the Queen Bee. Singer, songwriter, producer, actress, philanthropist.
Oh.
Beyonce knows Carter.
And mother to all of y'all.
That's right. She told y'all that. I birthed y'all.
Happy birthday on my Virgos, born on September 4th.
So, child, the plot thickens in the divorce of Dr. Dre and his estranged wife, Nicole Young.
Oh, boy.
So, Nicole is asking a judge to give her $2 million per month in spousal support and $5 million in legal fees.
You say how much?
$2 million.
Making that real money.
She says, look, I've been having trouble paying my bills ever since we separated. She said that he sent her a text message that said, do not spend another cent. You can't be mean and disrespectful and spend my hard-earned money. Bleep that.
That just don't seem like enough money. How is somebody supposed to eat on $2 million a month? I don't know how.
It sounds like Coming to America. I don't know. Why not ask for a cool million?
For $40?
So she says that he kicked her out the house April 1st in the middle of a drunken rage and banished her to the Malibu home. Mm. Banished the Malibu beach home.
Pay me too.
She says, look, I played an important role in his career. And she says that she was integral in helping him come up with the name Aftermath for his label.
Okay. I mean, he a billionaire, so, you know, he can, you know, $2 million a month. That ain't nothing to him. That's a chip off the old block. What's happening?
We'll see what goes on, how this continues on. So the Raptors topped the Celtics in game 3 with a 3-pointer at the buzzer.
Good game.
Who else played?
Clippers.
Clippers in Denver. Clippers beat Denver. They lead one game to zero in the West.
We're going to have to face them in the Western Conference Finals. That's
when you say we.
Lakers.
Okay.
LeBron James.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Voting block. Black male voting block is for you. Hosted by Brian B. Shannon, including panelists Jermaine Reed, Mondale Robinson, Jazz Brewer, and Myron Fears. Talking about the issues that are important to black men. All you have to do is log onto the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page on Tuesday at 7 o'clock and you in there.
Pay attention. You got business to handle.
Clearly, Taco Bell wasn't paying attention to the average American when they announced more items will be removed from their menu.
Really?
I don't eat at Taco Bell a lot. Maybe once or twice a year, if that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I like Taco Bell.
I know. That's why I'm bringing this story up, because I know you.
I do.
You pull the ride into the drive-thru sometimes.
It might be a little, you know, moose ankle in there, but you know, I love Taco Bell.
So they're taking pico de gallo off the menu.
All right, I ain't worried about that.
The shredded chicken is out of here.
No.
And the Mexican pizza, forget about it.
All right, I don't eat that.
They say they're gonna be adding some new things. The dollar chicken chipotle melt. That sounds intriguing to you.
It do. It does. That don't sound good to you?
No.
Okay, what if it was like just a normal like dish that they had? Not Taco Bell, but like if somebody, like if Julie made that. You know.
I don't know what's in it.
Oh, okay.
And if it's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
You'll be adding a new dragon fruit freeze. Now that's intriguing.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. You know, I like beverages.
They got the pineapple joint too.
What's that? They do?
Yeah, it's a pineapple freeze.
Get out.
Yeah, it's fire. They had a Skittles one.
Skittles sound like it might be too sweet to me. But that pineapple sounds like something that might make me happy.
Go try one.
You might see me pull in there this weekend, Labor Day weekend. I haven't heard a lot of folks say that they're going to be barbecuing or doing anything.
Then when you don't announce that, you just pull out the grill.
Okay, because see, I was out of town when Uncle Fussy hit me up and said he was doing something for his birthday, so I totally missed it. I wonder if he's going to burn some coals
this
weekend.
That dude can't barbecue. He'll buy something. Damn!
He don't mind buying something. This is true. I ain't gonna argue with you on this. I don't really 100% know.
And I'm right there with him too. I will rather do that too than slave over a hot stove.
But you swear you could cook.
I can. When I want, when I apply myself, I'm a great cook. You know, I ain't get this big for nothing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ribs, chicken, potato salad, hot dog, steak, mac and cheese.
All right, Loretta Devine.
I'm talking about the Labor Day menu, black barbecues.
Oh, yeah.
Be cropping up all over the town this weekend.
Yes. Charcoal sales out the roof, through the roof.
If you had to add this up, how many barbecues do you think you've been to in your lifetime?
Oh, boy. You asked me that? Let's see. My average, you know, 4 or 5 a year. Let's times that by 35. Do my new man. That's over 100. That's like 130 something, 140, I guess.
They was giving you barbecue when you was one?
What? I had barbecue on my on my pacifier. Right? Let's be clear. Ain't no games being played.
You know, the food is a big part of a black barbecue, but so is the music, Brian.
Uh-huh.
So there are songs that have to be played.
Absolutely.
At a black barbecue if it's to be complete. And I'm going to add a song to the playlist. Hopefully you all will agree. Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go. I got to hear that.
Hey.
We might start electric sliding.
Oh, you most certainly will.
Where your white hat at, Brian? Yeah.
It's at home with my Bluetooth.
You let your earpiece?
Yes. One that I need to hear is this one. Got to.
Hey. Definitely electric sliding it is.
Oh, yeah. It takes over me. That video is wild.
So how about this?
Uh-huh.
The Gap Band and Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Sing it. Come on. Hey. Girl, you knock me out. That is such a smooth song. I love it. All right, so let me add one. I got to have some Luther.
That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come and hold my hand.
My mother and father used to hustle off this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, in about 20, 30 years, you know, when I'm having my own barbecue and I'm trying to throw on some old school, like, hey, hey, you don't know nothing about this right here.
I just hit a link with the box. So the barbecue playlist go check.
I'ma get lazy.
Uh-huh.
I got the mojo deal.
We've been chopping like the
80s.
It's going down.
Uh-oh.
2050.
So,
hey.
Happy Labor Day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, Brian. He's an HBCU grad. Uh-huh. Signed with the St. Louis Rams in 2006. Played in the UFL and transitioned into the family business.
Hey.
You may know his famous parent, Pauletta Washington.
There you go.
See, I ain't going to go the most common route. Everybody going to say your daddy, but I'm going to say Pauletta.
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Talking to John David this morning, and he is the star of a blockbuster film called Tenet, which is in theaters right now.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good.
Very well. Now, talk to us about Tenet. Of course, that's a palindrome. Does that have anything to do with the plot of the show?
That is right on the money. It is on par with what's going on in the film. And it's a film really more to be experienced than to trying to understand it on the first viewing. It's an event film. It's a spectacle. It's mesmerizing. It's cinematography at its best. It's just everything you want in a film, especially coming back into theaters, but, you know, because of what we've been dealing with.
Are you wearing any tight pants in this film?
Oh, my God.
Am I wearing any tights? I am wearing pants, and they all fitted. I'll put it that way.
Just checking.
John David, Shay mentioned your mother already, and she's alluding to the Entertainment Tonight interview, which the interviewer was asking you about your famous father, Denzel Washington, but you interrupted him and be like, look, my mama deserves some props, too. I really love that about you, man. Explain where that came from.
Well, you know, I don't know if I interrupted him. I would say I just wanted to make sure I got that in there before we kept going with the interview. But, you know, I just, you know, my mother, you know, she means a lot to me. And she is a fantastic artist, an incredible artist, really a prodigy. She was making more, you know, like I said, she was making more money than he was when they started. So I just thought it was the platform to do so because a lot of people did. I admire her work ethic. She still, to this day, when I first get a script, I read with her. You know, she critiques me. She really be beating me up when I first get into a character. She makes sure I come correct from Ballers to even this last script I did. So I consult with her a lot. She means a lot to me.
Our Kansas City Chiefs just received their Super Bowl rings on Tuesday. Which would have the bigger significance for you, John David, an Oscar or a Super Bowl ring?
I mean, both would be great. I mean, I wish there was a world where I can have both. Or maybe I can be in an Oscar movie about winning a Super Bowl ring.
Right.
John David, your father was in a lot of Spike Lee films, and you were in the Black Klansman. And growing up, I'm pretty sure that, you know, you were on set on some of the films, probably Malcolm X or Mo Better Blues. Did Spike Lee ever mention
to you? Definitely not Mo Better Blues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a little X-rated.
There was some sex scenes with Indigo, so no.
But I wanted to ask you, what is your relationship with Spike?
Oh, I mean, I he's like an uncle to me. He's like your favorite uncle. You
Morehouse
know,
man.
Takes you to ball games. Like, I went to my first Yankee game with Spike Lee, and there's nothing like going to a New York sporting event with Spike Lee. It's insane. He's just a tornado of energy. And the people love him, and he's just a little kid, really, when he gets out there. So I love him like an uncle. I'm lucky to, you know, that to have him in my life and to have worked with him.
That's right. Two Morehouse men. I'm an HBCU alum, and the country is still mourning the death of another HBCU alum, Chad Bozeman, who passed away over the weekend. He was a Howard University grad. Talk to us about what this unfortunate passing meant to you.
Well, I think he had such a huge global impact, you know, in our industry. He was felt all over the world. He was seen all over the world. He's the face of the, you know, one of the biggest grossing franchises of all time. One of the faces at Disney. You know, he played all these historical figures, and he's an historical figure himself. King T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman. Super proud of him to be, you know, HBCU alum. To fully endorse that, the humanitarian that he was, the family man that he was. You know, he lived a clandestine lifestyle. He was out of the tabloids, and he just did things the right way. He exemplified what being a professional is all about and treated people right, fair, the same way. You know, we're never going to get another leader like that, and it's a huge loss, and my hearts and prayers go out to his family and his loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Make sure you check out John David in Tenet in select theaters. Open right now in the United States. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, brother. Be well.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, highs in the mid-80s today. Partly sunny, less humid. Right now, you're sunny and 61 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey has revealed that the cast has been shooting the show without NeNe Leakes.
I don't really have any real answers for you, to be honest. All I know is what I read and see on the blogs, too. So I can just tell you I haven't filmed anything with her yet or seen her. So that's that. In terms of contract negotiations, it's not unusual for people to still be negotiating their contract. You know, we've been over here about 2 months now, but I'm just saying it's not super unusual. However, and I mean, it's, you know, NeNe and I are where we are now. But, you know, for a long time, she was a very, very good friend of mine who I love very much, who I still have love for. I want her to do what is best for her. She was one of the OGs on the show. When you think of Real Housewives of Atlanta, you do think of NeNe. She's great for the show. I hope they work it out.
I heard that some of the stipulations are getting, trying to work those out with those dental plans that she wants.
Steve Nash is the Nets' new head coach.
That's crazy.
Some folks are taking exception with that. Yeah. Why?
Well, because he doesn't have any coaching experience, and there are a plethora of other, probably more qualified coaches.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the problem was.
So, yeah, no coaching experience. He got to deal with Kyrie, and he has to deal with KD. both on the same team. It's just a weird, odd combination.
But he was a pretty elite player. That doesn't help with the experience in coaching?
Yeah, no, it does. But playing and coaching are just two different things. Okay. Like, Michael Jordan is, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player of all time. But he was not a good coach. And he wouldn't be. He wasn't a good GM. Hmm. So it's just certain things, certain skill sets fit certain styles, certain parts of basketball.
Some flowers are out in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm looking at a picture of me in 2017 with my friends that came to visit me, and we're in the Grinter Farms patch. I'm going to repost this up on social media. This makes me happy. Hey, Brian, why don't you and I go take some pictures in the sunflowers?
You talking to another? You talking to B-Dub? You ain't talking to me. You know I don't want to do that.
Why?
Exactly. Why?
Trying to have clean family fun.
That's
for not Labor Day.
That's fun to you?
Yes. And me and my friends have pictures, and this was such a happy day for us.
And no shade to, you know, the folks over there. I just, you know, I'd rather play football or Madden or something.
I'm not interested in that.
You don't want to take pictures playing Madden?
No.
Me beating you down? No.
No, thank you.
Okay.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hennessy.
Well, let's get this started early then.
Gotta keep it real. Tell me what's going on. Tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love. All here for you.
No, 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 no. When it's really yes, 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 yes.
Hell no.
Saying no, 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 no. When it's really yes, 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 yes.
Hennessy, do you got something in your cup right now? That's how you gonna do Beyonce on her birthday,
no,
Queen
but I
Bee.
I got a mask on my face.
Oh, okay. What? Well, you just got registered for a chance to get $1,000 in stimulus cash. Plus, you got tickets to the Comedy Club of Kansas City tonight, all right?
All right, thank you.
What station's live, local, and lit?
103.3. Don't forget to slam that thing.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win. Spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jam.
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.